The Pentagon has acknowledged that it killed and wounded civilians in an attack on a village in Afghanistan. That statement comes 1 week after Afghans said an Air Force gunship opened fire on a wedding party, killing dozens of people. But as NPR's Steve Inskeep reports, the military is still questioning some accounts of what happened.
The military made the admission after a U.S. general visited the village of Kakarak. Lieutenant General Dan O'Neill met with local leaders who say the attack killed more than 40 villagers and injured more than 100. Now, Pentagon spokeswoman Tori Clark says U.S. soldiers did not find 40 graves, though she says there were some civilian deaths.
We know they occurred, and we regret every one of them, but we do not have hard and fast numbers from what we have seen thus far.
Military officials say they've been sending reconnaissance flights and special operations soldiers to the area around Kakarak since at least February. In late June, several hundred U.S. soldiers working in small groups were closing in on the area from all directions. A few soldiers and pilots reported being fired upon. According to military officials, that resistance added to the suspicion that senior enemy leaders might be hiding somewhere nearby. The American soldiers continued advancing. Then, on July 1st, an American on the ground reported seeing anti-aircraft fire. The U.S. says an Air Force AC-130 gunship fired back but blasted the wedding, among other targets. It's not clear how that happened. Afterward, the U.S. found no clear sign of the anti-aircraft guns. And though the military detained five people, officials say they do not know who they are. Still, Lieutenant General Gregory Newbold defended the operation.
We have known from intelligence of multiple sources there were viable targets in the area within Oruzgan province.
Now, U.S. commanders say they may deploy more soldiers to the area they attacked. This time, the soldiers would help to deliver humanitarian aid and also possibly help avoid any accidents as disastrous as the incident last week.